W. Bush stands behind Linda Chavez.
From what I can tell from what I've read in the press accounts, she's perfectly qualified to be the Labor Secretary.
For a Ford rollover victim, a settlement and an apology.
They were truly sorry.
What happens if American buys TWA?
I think that flights are going to go up. More expensive.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. George W. Bush has hit his first major bump on the post-election road to the White House. The revelation that Linda Chavez, his nominee for Labor Secretary, once housed an illegal alien from Guatemala. For the latest, we go live to CBS News reporter Steve Futterman in Austin.
Today, Mr. Bush tried to play down the Chavez controversy.
I always anticipated that there would be some consternation about some of our nominees.
Bush officials want to find out what Chavez knew. More importantly, when did she know it? For example, did she know the Guatemalan woman Marta Mercado was in the U.S. illegally during the time Mercado lived at the Chavez home? Today, Mr. Bush was standing by his nominee.
I think she'll be a fine Secretary of Labor.
Meanwhile, there are reports that another cabinet nominee, New Jersey Governor Kristi Whitman, acknowledged 7 years ago that she employed an illegal alien couple. Live in Austin, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Reporters asked Mr. Bush today about speculation that once he takes office, he might pardon Bill Clinton.
It's hard to pardon somebody who hadn't been indicted for anything.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. Spokesman Jake Seward declines comment on the talk of a pardon for Mr. Clinton. He takes his lead from the president, who in a CBS News interview last month with Dan Rather, again made clear that he's not looking for a pardon.
Since I don't believe that I should be charged, I don't want that. I'll be happy to stand. I told you before, if that's what they want, I'll be happy to stand and fight.
In that interview, the president said he hasn't given any thought to getting a pardon from his successor. In fact, he doubted one would be offered. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
Now this.
Hillshire Farm is in search of great American meals. We're tailgating in Boston looking for new ways to cook America's favorite sausage.
We're number one!
So what's cooking?
Spicy sausage pasta salad.
Is it easy to make?
Just use any variety of Hillshire Farm smoked links. I use hot links.
That's right, because we're hot.
A mix with pasta, veggies, cheese, and Italian dressing. Here, taste.
Mmm, this sausage, it's
a flavor explosion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hungry for this and more easy recipes? Hillshirefarm.com. Bring the flavor home.
Tornadoes, hailstorms, wildfires, hurricanes.
It's times like this. You're really glad you have a State Farm agent. And State Farm's National Catastrophe Team there at your side. Uniquely trained professionals who are on the scene, often in less than 24 hours, working with our agents and local personnel to keep our good neighbor promise. Providing the best service under the worst of conditions. Spending weeks, even months, away from their own homes. All just to get you back in yours.
Ford and Bridgestone Firestone have agreed to an out-of-court settlement in a highly publicized rollover case. Donna Bailey of Texas was a passenger in a Ford Explorer that flipped over after the tread on one of its Firestone tires came off. She's paralyzed from the neck down and sued for $100 million. The amount of the settlement hasn't been disclosed. Ford also apologized to Bailey, and she accepted the apology.
Really sorry. What happened to me? And I felt like it was very sincere.
Bridgestone Firestone has agreed to consider a wider recall. The tire involved in Bailey's crash was not among the 6.5 million recalled last summer. Transworld Airlines, the oldest name in U.S. aviation, could cease to exist this week. Reportedly, American Airlines is poised to take over TWA as soon as it files for bankruptcy. CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason says the disappearance of another major airline is likely to mean higher fares.
There are analysts who believe that as long as the discount airlines are flying and are given room to compete, that there will be pressure to keep prices down. But there are also people who believe that if you come up with 3 or 4 mega carriers, that they will be so strong that ultimately they will have control on prices, and that particularly in business class and also in economy class, the pressure is only going to be upwards on prices.
After prosecutor Eddie Jordan made an impassioned appeal for a stiff sentence, a federal judge in Baton Rouge sentenced former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards to 10 years in prison. He was convicted of taking bribes for riverboat casino licenses. Outside the courthouse, Edwards was characteristically cavalier.
The only surprising thing today was Mr. Jordan's campaign speech. He neglected to tell us what he was running for.
Edwards is 73 years old. He's appealing. The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether cigarette advertising can be restricted near schools and playgrounds. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
An arthritis sufferer in St. Louis is suffering no more thanks to Jointritis Arthritis Pain Relief Ointment. Listen.
I used to go to bed at night and my legs would just ache and throb like a toothache. The second night I went to bed after using Jointritis on my knees, I slept like a log. Jointritis just been a blessing to me.
New Jointritis All-Natural Pain Relief Ointment with maximum strength menthol and triple skin conditioners lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Available at CVS and Myers. Results may vary.
The last time you got in the crosshairs of some smart guy talking about high-tech office printers and using the phrase, "This will change the future of your company," well, you bailed out of your office faster than a claustrophobic ballet dancer in a mosh pit, didn't you? Look, you know what you need. You need dependable digital printing output. It's the output, bucko. And that means one thing. That means Ricoh.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
CBS News has learned the chief of naval operations will support the finding that the captain of the USS Cole was not to blame for the October bombing. CBS News correspondent David Martin has been following the story.
The report found that the captain of the Cole failed to take about a dozen basic security precautions when he stopped in Aden to refuel last October. But the report also found that none of those precautions would have prevented the suicide boat attack. Therefore, the Navy is not taking any disciplinary action against Commander Kurt Lippold, the skipper of the Cole.
From the network that gave us Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire, a new so-called reality TV show that pushes the boundaries. CBS News reporter Charlotte Burke joins us live.
Four couples who are committed but not married are on an island loaded with sultry singles who try to lure them towards infidelity on Fox's Temptation Island. Robert Thompson, professor of film and television at Syracuse University, says reality programming is pushing the envelope.
You've got Fox simply saying, this is what we think people want to watch, and we're going to show it to you shamelessly. And Temptation Island is about as shameless as it gets.
Fox insists the show is about relationships, not sex. The six-week series debuts Wednesday night. I'm Charlotte Burke, CBS News.
Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
An arthritis sufferer in St. Louis is suffering no more thanks to Jointritis Arthritis Pain Relief Ointment. Listen.
I used to go to bed at night and my legs would just ache and throb like a toothache. The second night I went to bed after using Jointritis on my knees, I slept like a log. Jointritis just been a blessing to me.
New Jointritis All-Natural Pain Relief Ointment with maximum strength menthol and triple skin conditioners lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Available at CVS and Myers. Results may vary.
I tried dozens of lotions for my dry, itchy, and sensitive skin, but they all fell short. Then I discovered new Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Lotion.
Gold Bond Lotion is known to relieve dry, itchy skin. And now there's a Gold Bond Lotion for sensitive skin. Triple Action Gold Bond moisturizes, relieves itch, and prevents irritation with dimethicone plus aloe, vitamin E, and oatmeal in a fragrance-free formula.
Gold Bond really works.
New fragrance-free Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Lotion. Gold Bond Relief, as sensitive as you.
The Dow down 40 today, the Nasdaq off 11 points. In settling out of court with Donna Bailey, Ford and Bridgestone Firestone may have calculated that a jury award could have been even more costly. Juries can be very generous to plaintiffs. A survey by Lawyers Weekly USA found the top 10 verdicts last year averaged more than $268 million. And the biggest winner of all was Anna Nicole Smith, a former Playboy model who won a $475 million award against the estate of her late husband. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.